Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome into the Divas Dish Podcast. I am Sheree Taylor. And you'll notice over here, beside me, that is not my usual diva. But it is one of my most favorite. Yeah, I'm with idiot, stupid, whichever way you're pointing. Always pointing at this guy. One of my favorite people that works in our building. I love you. I miss you. I am so glad you're on the podcast with me. Everybody, Diesel from the planet, who I used to be an office mate with, and they busted us up and made us all respectable and all that stuff.
Yeah, they said there were too many weird noises coming out of our office, and we weren't allowed to have a room together anymore.
The odd thing is that never happened when I was in there with you. It was usually when you were by yourself.
You know, why didn't they make those I'm with stupid t-shirts with arrows that just point everywhere?
Exactly. Everybody's stupid but me. But me. I'm just saying, you know, you shared an office with me for like 4 or 5 years, so you understand.
It was a blast.
I shared an office.
It's a lot quieter. I get a lot more work done. I can promise you that.
We had so much fun. We have so many outtake videos that, you know, we were talking about off air that, you know, would offend people. I think those need to go up because content is king, and that is good content, my friend.
Yeah, it's true. You know, they say the best conversations are the ones that you have off the air. And just getting set up for this video, you sexually harassed me like 4 times. And I'm like,
you wanted me to. It was all willpower. It's like, I can't get my mic adjusted. Hey, check this out.
Did you see that Tiger Woods' ex-girlfriend wants to get out of their relationship NDA? Probably so that she can share her story, go on the talk shows, write a book, make some money off of it. So she's intimating, but not actually accusing him of sexual assault, because that would nullify their NDA.
Exactly. I saw that and I'm like, oh, she wants out of this sucker. Yeah. And she's just thinking, cha-ching, go back to what I just said. Content is king, my friend. Well, and here's the thing. I always joke and say anything one of my ex-boyfriends has done or somebody in and out of my life has ever done, I'm like, I'm just going to write that down. And that's going on the keynote part of my TED Talk. So she is working on the TED Talk, my friend. And then some. She is ready. Oh,
Sheree's got stories. Trust me.
I can imagine. Okay. First of all, it's Tiger Woods. You don't go in blind. You don't go in blind to dating Tiger Woods and go, he's a changed guy. He's a good guy. He was misunderstood. Then she's like, yeah, I'm sorry. That's what every woman, when they're young, dumb, and impressionable, falls for. Oh, he's been through some hard times, but he's a changed guy. There's still some of that undercurrent of that from a lot of people. I'm just saying, it even goes for women. I know you can vouch for that. You're married now, which, by the way, congratulations, Ashley.
You are doing
the Lord's work, Ashley.
Well, you know, the truth is, Tiger Woods is like, you can drag my name through the mud. You can't get me any dirtier than I've been. So say what you want to say. I dare you. I will sue your ass into oblivion. But honestly, what does she have? Like a rusty old Honda Civic? What's he going to get from her that he doesn't already have?
Exactly. It's just going to, and here's the thing. She's probably going to push it. And his lawyers are finally going to say, you're going to have to pay her off to shut her up. And she'll be like, okay, I got a paycheck either way. Yeah. I'm not saying that some women would profit from that, but some women also go in and go, what can I get out of this?
Yeah, it's like the women who date Marilyn Manson and then are surprised that he's weird in bed.
Like, first of all, what tipped you off? The leather bustier? The whole vibe of his music. Come on. It's not like he's over there singing Rainbow Connection. Just saying. Yeah. Anyway, so wow, we don't even need topics. I think we're going in a great direction here. It's just like you said, the best stuff happens off air, which is why
your
I do this
stream
podcast.
Of consciousness.
Oh my gosh. This is what it was like every day working in the office with Diesel. We had all these great conversations and people would walk in and like, what are you talking about? I'm like, we can't tell you. We've been pulled into HR way too many times. We
never
know.
Got anything done. This is an absolute true story. How many times did I annoy you to death? Say, Cherie, turn around, look at this. Cherie, turn around, look at this. And you would do the same thing to me. We would never get anything done.
Exactly. And then it would just go like the choo-choo train would jump the track. And then we would end up, I don't know, somewhere out on the Orient Express, having fun, talking about this, laughing our butts off. And they were like, oh yeah, we've got real shifts to do. Yeah, it's kind of like when you have to leave or move out of a school and you leave your best friend, you're like, I'll see you later. Play date's over. So God bless America. God bless podcasts. God bless video conferencing so we can be in the same place at the same time. Because I've actually got to come into the studio, but you've actually got a doctor's appointment before you come into the studio. So we're just going to miss each other. So I'm like, let's do this by webcam. And then I got you a webcam that I found on an after Christmas sale for 85% off. And that should have told me something. It is super clear. But the problem is it's right on your forehead.
Yeah, you can see all the little blemishes, all the little hairs that I miss shaving. Everything is just boom, right here.
And then you tried to readjust it and said, is this better? And all I saw was that your studio at home is cold.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just leave it at that. So, Diesel, let's talk about our topics. I sent you three great topics to talk about because we always cover three here on the Divas Dish podcast. Ooh, I will let you choose and we can take it in any direction, my friend.
Let's go with Fred Savage first.
Boy Meets World is now boy running for Congress. He's running for the open Senate. Is it Congress or Senate seat? You're looking at me.
I don't know.
Our conversation goes, we're like, oh my God, we're going to talk about this. Okay. Well, he is running. Let's just say he is running for an open seat in California. He said he wants to bring dignity and honor back to politics. And I'm just wondering, has he seen Hamilton? Because dignity and honor was never really part of politics. Just saying.
I could build a new highway to California with the miles of eye rolling that I'm doing.
Your neck is hurting right now, my friend.
At least he's a celebrity who's been out of the picture for so long that he's not really even a celebrity anymore, is he? Like, he was a child actor.
And did you say Fred Savage? Let me just, my ADHD just triggered that. Did you say Fred Savage?
Did I?
I think you may have. It's Ben Savage. Boy Meets World, Ben Savage, the younger one.
Oh, it's Ben Savage. His younger brother?
Yeah, it's the younger. It's Mr. Topanga that's running. So my whole thing is he could run, but you know, he had all these wonderful altruistic moments and teachable moments that he had on Boy Meets World that, you know, make great sound bites. But do you know where they all came from? Not from him, my friend. They came from Mr. Feeney. So if he can pull William Daniels out of retirement, who, by the way, is almost 96 years old. If he
he's
could
still
get that
alive?
He is still kicking. Still kicking.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Yes, 96 years old. So if they could pull William Daniels out of retirement, could you imagine? Like, that would be the ticket that I would vote for.
Well, it's weird that the actress who plays Topanga, like Topanga herself, is still, as weird as it is, a sex symbol to my generation. But it's weird because, like, I'm going back and sexualizing a young teen.
Yeah, but you were this. You
but
were
I was a young
age.
Teen too. Yeah. It's like when you see a photo of somebody that was taken in the 1920s, and you say, "Wow, that is a gorgeous woman," and you're like, "Yeah, but she's like 105 now." So
or
I just said 105-year-old is hot.
Or worse yet, you're going through your family albums and going, "Whoa, who is this babe? I totally knew her." And then Grandma goes, "Honey, that was me."
You took it there. Why would you do such a thing? Yeah, but
ruined your sex life for a week.
The thing is, you shouldn't feel weird about that because that's the past. You weren't born yet. Your parents weren't born yet. That's just a person. That's just a person. Yeah, you ended up being related to them 70 years later after they got all old and decrepit. But back then, like, people were babes too back then.
Oh, totally. Totally. Like my grandpa, I mean, my grandmother, gorgeous, because I got the cheekbones from her. I got the skin coloring and stuff like that. But my curls came from my grandfather. And let me just tell you, he was a fly boy back in the 40s with this wavy hair. Can you imagine? Yeah. Can you imagine? So it's like, I look back at the pictures and I'm like, yeah, Papa was a babe. So
a dapper not
like
man.
Anything sexual or anything like that. But you look back and you appreciate it. You're like, yeah, Gran knew what she had when she got a hold of that.
Mm-hmm. You don't want that fop, damn it. He's a Dapper Dan man.
Nothing wrong with a Dapper Dan man. Nothing wrong. Anyway, I love that smile because you knew exactly what I was talking. We could just like, just, I don't know, we could do a whole mental telepathy on this podcast.
Yeah. I need to rewatch that movie now. It's been a long time. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? Such a great one.
Great film. The first time I saw that, I was coming back across the Atlantic from London, flying into Reykjavik, flying back into Baltimore. So yeah, that's when I got exposed to that film for the first time. Absolutely loved it. It's based on a film that I saw back in, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, was a film that somebody was creating back in the old age of Golden Hollywood.
Yeah.
And so that's why that's a little nod to that. So
many Coen brothers. We thought you was a toad. That's such a great, it's such a great movie.
Which is ultimately based on what? You know, come on, you are very
based
smart.
On the Odyssey.
Yes, yes. Some people are like, what? Can we just talk about how good John Goodman was in that movie?
Fantastic. He was so good as the Cyclops in such a creative way. You know, it's such a simple way, but such a creative way. Just put an eye patch on him. Now he's a Cyclops. He's got one eye. Exactly, he was great as the grifter Bible salesman, which was happening at the time. You know, there was a lot of people out there grifting and trying to make money off of desperate people. And, mm-hmm. you know, they captured that perfectly. He was fantastic in that movie. Clooney was great in that movie. The
Holly
little
Hunter,
girls were great,
amazing.
But you ain't bona fide. It's so good.
Mm-hmm. And Charles Durning, I think it's one of his last films, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I think so. I mean, he's classic in anything. You know who I'm talking about, right? You know which
Charles Durning. I've got to look him up.
Yes, he played the politician.
Oh, yeah.
And he was also in Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. He's actually one of the great character actors. But you say his name and people are like, huh? And then you see him and you're like, oh, my God, I've seen him in everything. Yeah.
Yeah, we're not one at a time and we're mass communicating. It's a powerful new force.
Sounds like some of our staff meetings. Sounds like some of our staff meetings.
Yeah. Sounds like something our boss would say.
So if I was in California, I totally would vote for Ben Savage, especially if it is, let me just say it, if it is a Savage / Daniels ticket, or if it is a Matthews / Feeney ticket, I'm there because Mr. Feeney had the best advice. Didn't we all want a Mr. Feeney in our life?
Yeah, but Leonardo DiCaprio was on that show very briefly in later seasons. Why don't they join up as a ticket?
No. You are thinking, my friend, of Growing Pains. Leonardo DiCaprio was on Growing Pains. Boy Meets World was about 10 years after that. Growing Pains was Alan Thicke, Kirk Cameron, and oh gosh, what was her name? Tracy Gold. I love it. You're about to tell me I'm right.
Leonardo DiCaprio was on Boy Meets World.
He was?
It was late. Oh. They were in high school, I think. It was much later in the show.
How was DiCaprio on Boy Meets World? I thought it was Growing Pains. DiCaprio was like a huge, huge movie star by this point.
Was he? Am I wrong? Am I just okay? I could be wrong here. I don't know. I could be wrong.
See, you're not full on admitting it, but you are wrong.
Okay. Well, anyway, doesn't matter.
You're married. You've been married for close to a year now.
I've got married.
You know when you're wrong. You know,
I've got married brain. I admit to being wrong to things that I know I'm not wrong about just to shut her up.
Oh, don't say that. Just shut her up. Ashley's great. She's amazing.
Oh, look.
She's a saint.
Actors getting into politics. I understand, like, California is the population is like 90% former actors. So you're bound to get one or two in politics, but like it never works. It always feels like such a desperate ploy just to get votes because people know who you are because they're familiar with you. Look, I don't know if Ben Savage is a savvy, get it, is a savvy politician. I don't know if he's a savage politician, but look, it just seems desperate. It seems like I wouldn't vote for that guy. I would never vote for an actor. Get out of here.
So if you were able to vote in the 80s, you wouldn't have voted for Reagan or or Sonny Bono?
No, definitely not Sonny Bono. That guy sucks.
Well,
music was terrible.
R.I.P. Sonny.
Sony Bono.
So, okay, we're moving on from actors in politics and the fact that Diesel, no, will never go out on the trail campaigning for an actor. You know, I'm an actor. So if I ever run for politics, you would not go out and stump speech for me.
Hey, I have one IMDb credit myself. So technically I am an actor. I was in a movie with Paige from the Rise Guys.
That's right.
Unfortunately, the movie was never released. It was a local production and everything was shot. But I guess in the editing phase, all that stuff that happens after the filming ends, which is a tremendous amount of stuff. I guess they ran out of money. They shut down the project. I'm not sure exactly what happened there, but I had met in the movie. I had met Paige on an online dating app. At the time when I filmed it, I was probably 29 years old or so. I met Paige on a date in a coffee shop. Mm-hmm. My character was like, ugh, I don't want to date her. So as we were on a date, I was making eyes at a woman over her shoulder in the restaurant. I kind of like did a little nudge, like, hey, you want to go to the bathroom and make out to that girl?
Oh, that's not a tick. I thought that was your normal nervous tick.
No, so we go to the bathroom and make out and I get thrown out because you can't do PDAs in a restaurant. So
I love it. So you can't do PDAs where people go PP.
Right, right. It's not a good idea.
Not a good idea. Sounds fun at first, but then again, if you've ever done it, it's not fun.
No great relationship ever started in a bathroom. Put that on a t-shirt.
I thought you did have that t-shirt. Isn't that what I like hand knitted you on a sweater once?
If you would, I would wear it.
I know you would. All right, moving on from actors and politics. And by the way, kudos on your one IMDb credit. And I'm impressed because I was about to say that I didn't realize you got IMDb credits for those kind of movies.
Speaking of stitching onto sweaters, did you watch Saturday Night Live with Travis Kelce, who won a Super Bowl with the Kansas City Chiefs? He hosted Saturday Night Live this past week, and he was wearing this sweater that I swore up and down to Ashley, that says incel on it. She goes, no, it's the fashion brand Celine. I'd never heard of it.
I did not watch that because I was otherwise engaged this past Saturday. Not like that. Oh. Well, no, not this past Saturday.
Not that you're willing to admit.
Not that I can't. It's not like that. No, my kids were here this weekend. And so like I had full on mom weekend and stuff like that. But yeah, so I'm even sending both kids to their dad and my dog to my mom's house so I can have a full on not responsible for another living soul weekend.
What are you going to do with your time? What does Cherie do in her deepest, darkest moments?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Well, I'm seeing someone and he planned a fantastic little fun, I guess, day, weekend kind of staycation thing, vineyard, dinner,
oh,
chilling out all night.
Little 50 Shades of Reaction.
We will see. You'll be on the next podcast because Elise will be hyperventilating. You know, Elise, if you push it too far, she starts hyperventilating and goes, my grandmother listens to this podcast. You can't say that. You missed it. Two podcasts ago, we were asked if we wanted to do product reviews of adult toys. Elise goes, absolutely not. You would have been like, I'm on it.
So here's how you do that. You draw a big circle on the sidewalk with chalk, and then you put two of, you know, the battery powered, you know, what's on the ground, turn them on and let them race to see which one gets out of the circle fastest.
Ooh, that's how you know which one's the best.
Right.
I'm going to forward that to you. And you know what? I'll come on your little video and your little smash or trash, and we can tell you which adult toy is smash or trash based on the circle.
To race down the hallway and back.
Okay. So we're moving on from that. So yes, my 50 Shades of Re-weekend. Thanks a lot for saying that.
50 Shades of Re-kend.
Re-kend? No, it sounds like I'm stinking. No. Like I'm reeking. No. Re's weekend. So we'll see what happens. We'll see. It'll be a good weekend. I'll bring you back on the podcast so you can tease me more about that. All right, we got to get going because somebody has a doctor's appointment. Yeah. I mean, is it your annual pap smear?
Yeah, they're just checking my oil, you know, making sure I'm not a quart low.
You just keep your oil over there, my friend. Okay, let's move on from actors in politics to the diet. Everybody has a diet trend. Everybody says, I'm going to go keto. I'm going paleo. I'm going this. I'm going that. I'm cutting this out, cutting that out. Well, this guy said he's going to eat McDonald's for a while to lose weight. And he's a former wrestler. And he says, by cutting the portions, every meal I have, it's going to be from McDonald's, but I'm going to cut the portions. And instead of drinking soda or sweet tea, I'm going to drink water. And he's actually down 12 pounds in the first 10 days.
It's the whole concept of macros, where your body doesn't care where the carbs come from. It doesn't care where the protein comes from, as long as you get the right amount. Now, the problem is, when you start packaging it in forms like McDonald's cheeseburgers, your macros are all over the place because you'll have something that's super high in carbs with no protein, or super high in fat with no carbs. And so it feels like a fancy way of cheating the system and getting around all of the foods that you don't want to eat. But ultimately, to get the amount of calories and the macro portions that you need, you can't eat crap. So it's funny. It's like the opposite of Supersize Me, right? That guy ate nothing but McDonald's for, what was it, 30 days?
Yes.
He ate nothing but McDonald's for 30 days, and he ended up gaining whatever it was, 30, 40 pounds. He started having really bad chest pains because he was just intaking so much fat. So,
and there was so much fat on his liver because you put so much in you. And that's another thing, you know, you talk about, you have those stories where people have, like, you know, this McDonald's cheeseburger looks the same as it did 20 years ago, and it's been stuffed in a wall, which I think that's bull crap. Because I'm sorry, but who puts a cheeseburger in a wall for 20 years?
Well,
at some point, it's going to just rot, or an animal is going to come through your wall and figure it out, or something that is there. But
you know, it's amazing. You can put a cockroach carcass and a McDonald's French fry on the floor of your car for 2 years, come back, and they both look exactly the same. It's incredible.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what I was going to say. It's got the preservatives in it. So if you are eating that much stuff with preservatives in it, it's eventually going to pickle your body. Think about it like that. It's adding the...
Yeah, I mean, the dude's doing a whole lot of damage to himself. It's obviously a gimmick. It's a gimmick to get attention. Now, depending on his... You said he was a wrestler. So are you talking about...
He's 56 now. He's a former wrestler.
Okay. But he was... Was he a big fat fatty, or was he... Like, what was his body type before he started this?
Dad bod. More dad bod.
Dad bod? Okay. Well,
It wasn't a Jared thing from Subway, which is a totally different direction you can go in.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I could maybe see it if he was starting at, you know, 350 pounds and he ate McDonald's salads every day for 30 days. And that might drop some weight because so few people actually eat vegetables. I talked to my mom. My mom grew up on a farm. And I was talking about our vegetable garden, and she goes, I don't eat vegetables. I said, do you want seed starters for tomatoes and cucumbers and all this stuff? She's like, I don't eat vegetables. I'm like, how do you not eat vegetables? He goes, I don't eat them. If it's green,
and they're amazing when they come from your backyard, because I grew up, my parents always had a garden. My grandparents always had a garden, and my dad passed, you know, a year or so ago, but my mom still kept up the garden thing. So, I mean, it's to have your own, to know what it's treated with and it's so good for you. But yeah, yeah. Going back, McDonald's doesn't have salads anymore. That's one thing. What? The pandemic, they got rid of their salads and their yogurt, which are like the healthiest things that they had. So now if I'm on a rush or whatever, I will annoy every McDonald's employee because I will go in, I will get what I call either the chicken salad or the burger salad. So basically whatever the sandwich is, extra lettuce, extra tomatoes, no bun, no sauce. And then, yeah, so I doctored up myself and I have, and I talked to my doctor about it. She goes, that's perfectly fine. She goes, because you're getting the protein, you're not doing the bread, you're still getting the vegetables and stuff like that in. So that's good for your system. But no, McDonald's, that's one thing they got rid of during the pandemic.
They still have the wraps, which is still, you know, basically, it's basically
they've got the breakfast burrito, but they don't have the wraps. You can always ask them to customize stuff for it, but they custom, like when I ask them for extra lettuce, because normally they'll just throw lettuce all over it if you say no lettuce. Extra lettuce, they charge you 15 cents more. They charge you 15 cents more for tomatoes, which is stupid.
Crazy. I have not eaten at McDonald's in unless I absolutely have to. So I can't say that I haven't eaten McDonald's in like 5 years. I've eaten McDonald's one time about a year ago. It's because it was literally the only option. We'd come off of the river doing some kayaking and it was the only thing that we could find to eat because we needed something. So yeah. I don't eat. I try so hard not to eat fast food that it blows me away that people try extra hard to eat more fast foods so,
and make it into a diet. Well, see, I
doesn't make a damn bit of sense.
If you ever see me walking around with a McDonald's cup, it's because I'm addicted to unsweet tea, extra ice. So you can get that for like under $2 and you can sip on that all day because I do have a bad Starbucks habit. And you know how much a Starbucks drink is.
What is this McDonald's business model where any sweet tea doesn't matter if it's a 4 ounce cup or if it's a 5 gallon bucket, it's a dollar. What is this business model? How does that work for them?
Well, it doesn't because they just went up to $1.99 for like, it's a large $1.99, then $1.79. One day I was like, why is my tea so expensive? And I'm like, first of all, it's the convenience of it. Secondly, you might want to put some more ice in that to make me feel like I'm getting more. They like never fill it up to the top. So, anyway.
Well, that's your problem going to McDonald's and expecting quality.
I know. But if you're in a rush and you want a tea, you don't have time for someone to make it for you and to misspell your name. You can imagine.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Good luck with that. Okay. Anyway, moving on from the McDonald's conversation, let's move on to one that we saved the best for last. My love, Myrtle Beach. We both are from the Carolinas. We both worked in the Carolinas. We both know north, south, east, west. Whoop. Anyway, let's talk about what's on the eastern seaboard that everybody knows is in the Carolinas. But some people think it's a paradise. Some people like us refer to it as the Dirty Myrtle.
Yeah,
and what is a fun place?
You might get tetanus.
People have written songs about it. You know the song Myrtle Beach?
Myrtle Beach, Myrtle Beach, Myrtle Beach. Airbrush t-shirts when I get there. Get some calabash shrimp when I get there. I'm going to miss the pavilion when I get there. Myrtle Beach, Myrtle Beach, Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach, as I like to call it, Gatlinburg by the beach.
It is Gatlinburg by the beach. And
I call Gatlinburg Myrtle Beach in the mountains.
Oh, totally. Totally. And nothing is more Myrtle Beach than this story I just put out yesterday on our website on magic989.com.
Can I tell you, I was like Nero when I found out that Gatlinburg caught on fire. I was like, yeah, play that fiddle while it burns. I didn't start the fire. But it's always burning since the world's been turning.
Exactly.
But when that city caught on fire, I was like, yes, this town sucks. It needs some new stuff. It needs new hotels, maybe kill a couple cockroaches with the flames, you know? And like when that town caught on fire, I was like, thank God, because nothing has happened in Gatlinburg. No new construction, no new hotels in the last 50 years. So I was happy when Gatlinburg caught on fire. And believe it or not, I took some heat for that.
You know what? It needed to. Believe me. I know. I've spent my time up there. I'm like, oh, it was also oddly enough on that end of town going up toward the mountain, like where nobody went because they were the old touristy shops. And of course, all that stuff was just stacked on top. It was going to go down like a tinderbox. Yeah. And I'm being nice here because I was hired by Pigeon Forge a while back to do a travel blog and a travel series to let people know right after the fire that Sorry, Gatlinburg did burn. We feel horrible about it, but Pigeon Forge is still here. So they paid me to come do a travel
Pigeon Forge
segment.
Is great. It's
Gatlinburg. Oh gosh. It's nice. It is made for families. It is easy to get around. They have the trolley system. They have Dollywood. They have anything that you could want amusement wise, entertainment wise. So yes, Pigeon Forge, amazing. But yeah, it's like, oh, you know, we're sorry. Our sister city, our city up the street here, caught on fire. We just want to let you know, we didn't catch on fire. We're still here. We're open for business. Come see us.
They said as they hit a gas can and a lighter behind their backs.
No, they're great people. I would love to come back and do that for them anytime. I love those travel segments. Are you kidding? They put me up in like a 10-person cabin with a hot tub and anything I wanted to do across the city for a whole weekend. Are you kidding me?
So that was the original 50 Shades of Riri weekend.
Riri had to work that weekend and I had a cameraman there with me. Wait a minute. That's a different.
Yeah.
Maybe that's an IMDb credit I don't have.
Do you have?
Still on the same wavelength. Yep. Love it. I'll tell you where you can find that video later. Anyway, and that'll be the last time I do travel segments for them. They're going to be like, we're going to have to burn this cabin down that you stayed in. Just saying.
How come only this one part of Pigeon Forge caught on fire? All of Gatlinburg burned, and then this one cabin in Pigeon Forge.
Just one cabin 5 years later. Anyway, so, well, you were talking about the world burning since time's turning. And I remember as a kid, we all referred to it as the Dirty Myrtle. And it was not the beach that you go to. It is the beach that you don't take your family to. Some people go family vacations there. But for the most part, you either go there to party, to golf, to party while you're golfing, to forget your golf clubs, do whatever, or just lay out on the beach.
It's the beach resort town that you send the West Virginians to so that you can be alone and have a good time in the nicer beach just up the road.
Exactly. Nothing is more Myrtle Beach than this story. The shores of Ireland, beautiful Ireland, walking around the shores, just the waves lapping in. And you're like, oh, look, there's some driftwood. And there's some other things over there covered in barnacles. One thing covered in barnacles was a trash can that escaped Myrtle Beach. Made it all the way to Ireland. It was like, forget it. You know, the potato famine's over. I'm going back.
I'm surprised it didn't have like have a frat boy's lost beer bong attached to it or some wayward girl's bikini bottom still stuck to it some way. Like that's how these things end up in the ocean. Just some drunk frat boy throws it out there and then drifts all the way across.
There it goes. And here's the thing. It had barnacles on it because it had obviously been at sea for a while. So it was just bobbing out there and all of a sudden whooshed up on the shore. And it had a sticker on the side that said property of the city of Myrtle Beach. So the guy that found it walking the shore sends this letter over to the Parks Department in Myrtle Beach and says, I have something that I believe that belongs to you. Goes in this whole essay here and goes, I hope to hear back from you. Let me just tell you, not only was the fact that the trash can escape Myrtle Beach, decided to swim across the ocean thousands and thousands of miles, end up in Ireland. The people of Myrtle Beach, they took a while to verify that it was indeed their trash can. They wanted to make sure that the stickers were legit.
I love this. I love this story so much. You know, it's like a game of tag. Now all the wings and waves and sands stores have to go there and they can move out of Myrtle Beach and all these same crappy stores go over there.
Could you imagine them in Ireland, especially the ones that like you walk through the shark's mouth? You know what I'm talking about. You've been in those. Anyway, my battery's
instead of wings, it's bloody wings.
Bloody wings. Oh,
crikey. That's not even Irish. Yeah. Like I love that Americans, we are the best at exporting our culture and our culture is trash.
So Nothing more Myrtle Beach than that.
No, we're just Americans exporting our culture.
Exactly. You know what? Instead of us throwing trash into the ocean, trash threw itself in the ocean in Myrtle Beach and decided, I'm just going to swim for it. I wonder if Oscar the Grouch was in there, you know, just going, hey, man, I want to go back to
Myrtle Beach. Why don't you throw yourself in next time?
Exactly. That's what my oldest son said. Said, Mom, can we just cancel Myrtle Beach? I was like, cancel Myrtle Beach? Can we just cut it off and let it fall into the ocean? Because I do have a friend that refers to parts of South Carolina as the cutout state. That would it be so bad just to cut out parts of South Carolina and just let it fall ball in the ocean. I used to get mad at him. I see the logic behind it now. I'm not saying he's right. I'll never admit he's right, but I see that logic right now.
Now we're going to have crappy beach towns just writing their names on trash and throwing it into the ocean just for publicity's sake.
Isn't that already something that's like kind of a sport, isn't it? End of the night, what do I do with this trash?
Sting wrote a song about that.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, but yeah, so yeah, nothing more Myrtle Beach than that. Soon there's going to be like, you know, trash can t-shirts. It's like, I took a big swim, you know, 3,500 miles and I got over there. And so here's the thing. You know what they're doing with the trash can now? They're not sending it back. Myrtle Beach didn't say they wanted it back. They've cleaned it up and they're actually using it as a trash can in Ireland. Can you imagine?
Reduce, reuse, recycle. You know, Captain Planet was right about something.
So it's all the circle of life. In Myrtle Beach, trash took itself to the ocean. And now when you're on the other side of the ocean in Ireland, you can take your trash to the trash receptacle from Myrtle Beach. And everyone's going to be like over there, if they've never come to America, that's going to be their first impression. Oh, maybe we should check out Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I'm sure it's a lovely place.
Come see Ireland's worst tourist attraction.
On that note, I've got to end the podcast. You've got your lady doctor visit to get to. Anyway, thanks for joining us on the podcast. And who's more diva than Diesel? I'm just saying.
So much fun, Sheree. I love coming on your show.
I love you having you on here too, but I'm serious. We do need to have the divas versus the dudes. We won't tell Elise and Mark what the topics are. We'll just jump on. You and I will plant these topics that we know will make their heads blow up and just watch them go at
it. Let's do it.
Love it. Thanks for joining us for the Divas Dish podcast. You can find us wherever your podcasts are, wherever you pick up your podcasts, especially on the Odyssey app. Thanks, Diesel.
Odyssey Station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.